Blog Talk Radio.
Reader's Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Welcome, everyone, to Reader's Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and with me this week are three amazing women who I adore and I stalk on Facebook. And I just want to welcome the lovely ladies of The Romance Dish. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
We were laughing a little bit right before we went live. I've been experiencing some thunderstorms. I'm here in Kentucky, and we've had some thunderstorms roll in, and I was letting everyone know, look, you know, if I lose power, you'll still be able to have a conversation, and I'll just have to call back on my cell phone. And you know, strangely enough, immediately Andrea and Buffy said, well, PJ can handle that. I thought, okay, well, now we know who will become the host if I lose power. So
now we know who talks a lot.
Is that what it is? We know who's the experienced talker here.
She's the hostess with the mostess.
I like
That's
it.
Right.
I like it. Now, for our listeners, you can call into the show and chat with us. You can call 646-200-4071 or stop by. We have the chat room open, and you can send some questions or just sit there and talk to each other. This is really kind of a girlfriend's kind of a show, and it's really fun. So come on into the chat room. I'd also would like to have our three ladies introduce themselves, and then we're going to talk about one missing lady, Gannon, because as many of you know, if you're not here, we sometimes talk about you. So we do love you, Gannon, really, no matter what they might say about you later on in the program. So first, let me give our listeners the website address of this very fun and positive site. It's www.theromancedish.com. And you're going to love the site, I promise. You're going to love this site. And for those of you who, like me, live on Facebook, you can find The Dishes on Facebook. I saw you guys calling yourself that. I loved it. And that's at www.facebook.com/TheRomanceDish. I know you guys are very active over there. PJ, let's start with you since you are the hostess with the mostest. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into blogging about romance books.
Well, I have been reading romance since I was 13 years old, which is more years than probably many of your listeners have been alive. I know, I hate to admit it. But I love romance, and I haunted the various boards and author sites, Squawk Radio and some other sites on the internet, and one of them was Romance Novel TV. Andrea and Buffy and Gannon were all regulars there as well. They had a bulletin board that we used to post frequently on, and we would talk about books we had read, and it was kind of blogging in miniature, I guess you would say. And the people who ran that site asked us one day if we would be interested in reviewing books for them. We started doing that. We really enjoyed it. When they closed down, we decided we wanted to keep doing it, and our blogging life was born.
I love it. I really love it. Now, one of my favorite things that you do, PJ, that you do bravely, you post a lot of pictures when you blog. You know, lots of them. I saw some great ones that you posted with your various Halloween costumes over the years. Do you get a lot of people who comment about the pictures that you post?
I do. I really do. And actually, the blogs that I write where I do post pictures of myself, family pictures and pictures of me through the years, seem to generate the most comments of anything that I do write. And I think that's because those blogs come from my heart. And those are the types of blogs that I enjoy reading. From the comments that we receive, those are also blogs that other people enjoy reading. So I brave the embarrassment of some of those photos.
Well, you know, I really love those. And I think that, you know, I know a lot of people like different types of blogs, and I mean, you guys have a real wide variety of the things that you offer on your site. You know, I have friends who, as soon as they see a contest, bam, they are there. They're there. And I find I don't do a lot of contests because I never win. So I don't do a lot of contests, but the second I know there's pictures, I am there. That I really love. I love the pictures, and you know, you look at them, and I think that it kind of gives you this common bond. You know, I look at those pictures, and I think, oh my gosh, I remember dressing up like that, or I remember, you know, doing crazy stuff like that. I don't know. It just kind of makes you feel like I know you a little bit more, or you know, it's like, oh, she's brave enough to put that up there. Bless her soul. That's what we say in the South, right?
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
And it seems to generate an atmosphere that's much like a group of girlfriends getting together to talk about their various memories and life experiences. And we've all written blogs like that over the past year that have brought commenters to the blog to share their own experiences and memories in response to what we have written.
You know, that's absolutely, I love that, because it is, when you go to the Romance Dish, the whole site is like a girlfriend's club. I mean, that's how it feels to me. It's very welcoming. I never see anything negative or snarky. I mean, it's just really supportive. It makes you want to be there. People like to feel good. And this is one of those feel good blogs. And I love that. And I love that you guys, you know, can kind of poke fun at yourself a little bit. I mean, you can really see your different personalities as you're blogging, and I absolutely love that.
Well, you know, Sheila, when we decided to form our own blog when Romance Novel TV disbanded, one of our goals was to make it a positive site. None of us wanted it to be a snarky site. I mean, we all love romance. We wanted to share our love for romance, and you do that by being positive.
Yes. There's plenty of snarky sites already out there that handle all that kind of stuff, and we wanted to be a more positive.
And I love that. And that actually, to me, does create more of a sisterhood feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being there and kind of, it's like, you go there and you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to smile. It's going to be something positive, and you're going to feel good while you're there. And I love that. Now I'm going to move over to one of the other dishes, because I'm going to openly admit to stalking you, because you guys all know I do.
I think we did
a lot
of stalking
on Facebook lately.
Yeah, well, we did a lot of stalking of each other at RWA. I think.
Yeah. I love Facebook. I really do. Now, if we want to start a little controversy here, I suppose we can let Buffy talk about her opinion of the new Facebook font. Because I hear you're not a fan, Buffy.
I hate it. My eyes are terrible. I don't like it at all. It makes me feel older than I am, and I hate it. That's my opinion.
Yes, I always...
That's how you really feel, Bobby.
That's how I feel.
Like, no, you're going to get her opinion.
I hate it, because every time you get used to it, they change something.
Oh, that's so
they
true.
They sure do. Mm-hmm.
It's so true. Now, Buffy, tell our listeners about yourself and how you got into blogging.
Okay. I started reading romance in the 90s when Oprah Winfrey was having her book club craze. And the ladies in the office decided, let's start a book club with the ladies, and we blindly pick a book off the top 10 best-selling list at the time, and it turned out to be a Julie Garwood book.
Uh-huh.
I grabbed it, read it, devoured it, I think in 2 days, absolutely loved it. Went back, you know, a week later for all the ladies to discuss it, and I was the only one that actually bought the book and read it.
Nobody else did,
but I did, and that started my love of romance. And then just like PJ, you know, through the internet, I found different author websites or forums or bulletin boards where, you know, it was nice to meet other people who loved to read what I read. And as she said, you know, we all kind of met more on romance novel TV, and they kind of asked all of us to review, and that's how it started. It was great. I still enjoy it so much.
Well, you know, you ladies all seem very close, like truly like a sisterhood going on there. It was great meeting all of you at RWA this year.
It was wonderful.
To see how fun it was to hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do feel this good energy when you guys are together, and that I think that translates over to your blog.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too.
And don't you feel like the reading? I mean, it's not just sometimes it's the act of reading. Just, you know, you can talk about, oh, the font size is too small, or I want an e-reader. Sometimes it's really the act of reading. Sometimes it's the material.
Mm-hmm.
But it does really cause a bond between
mm-hmm.
people who love it. Don't you think so?
Well, it's a shared interest. And any interest that is shared with somebody else bonds you to that person.
Well, I think reading, I don't know, maybe I should pose as a question. You feel that reading is maybe a little more of a bond because of the emotional impact that you're sharing when you're reading a love story?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think,
because
it's like you're sharing the lives of other people. And, you know, I just find when I get with my friends, like, oh, what did you think when he told her this? Oh, didn't it break your heart? I mean,
mm-hmm.
we really do put ourselves into those books when we read.
We do.
They become friends. The characters in the book become our friends.
Yes. The books become
We become totally invested in their life at that moment, you know.
Yes. I love that. Now, I was stalking Andrea today, and her current profile picture, it cracks me up. I love it. I totally love it. Andrea, tell me, what in the world were you and Buffy doing in that picture?
Well, we were, it was taken by PJ at the RWA conference. We went to the Harlequin party, and they had these hanging picture frames that you could stand in front of or stand behind and take your picture in. And because we were at this Harlequin party, we felt like rock stars. So we just put on our rock star pose, and PJ snapped a picture and said, let me take that picture.
It's so fun. I mean, just looking at that picture, you could tell you guys are having a great time.
Oh, we did, too. We had a good time.
We danced the night away there.
Now, Andrea, tell us about yourself. You know, how you got into blogging about romance books, and maybe what your favorite blog story has been so far on the romance dish, either, you know, something you wrote or something someone else wrote or a comment, something like that. So start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started reading romance. I actually used to read, like, mysteries and stuff, and one time I went with my parents to the flea market. It was right around my 16th birthday. And was looking for a book to read, wanted something different, found a romance, read it, and thought, oh, okay, you know, that sounds like something I'd like. Came home, read it, loved it, went to the bookstore the next day to buy more. So that's kind of how, and I haven't looked back since. So that's how I started. And then, you know, when I got a computer, I just started going from blogs to blogs, like PJ and Buffy as well, like to Squawk Radio, and you know, and then romance novel TV eventually, and you know, that's that. I mean, the rest is history.
Yeah. Now, go ahead. You're gonna tell us.
Well, no, I was just gonna say that. Of the blogs that my favorite would be, of course, about the one I wrote about my son, who's autistic. And just talked about living with autism and how it's affected our lives and how it's affected our lives in a positive way. A lot of people are, you know, have negative experiences or negative things about that, but I couldn't have a more positive outlook on that, you know, with my son. So he's just a boy.
I love it.
wonderful blog.
Now, ladies, Gannon couldn't make it tonight, and we just hate to have her left out. So I think we should talk about her for a minute. Now, since she's not here to defend herself or, you know, talk about herself, you know, we'll just make up some really interesting things about her. So,
okay.
Like, you know, what kind of occupation should we give to Gannon, do you think? Does she have, like, some superpowers, and does she use them for good or evil? PJ, you go first. Tell us, is Gannon a top secret spy for GQ magazine? Inquiring minds want to know, what is she doing? What's her superpower?
Well, she's pretty tight-lipped about that, you know, but there are those pictures out there on the Internet of her and Jerry, known to the general population as Gerard Butler, but quite close.
Yeah, now everybody's we're going to see an increase in Gannon and Gerard Butler being searched on Google.
We'll be Googling her.
We're not going to tell. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's photoshopped. I don't know. Now, Buffy, is it true that Gannon lived kind of a double life in her early 20s, posing as a private investigator for Hershey Chocolate, and she was caught smuggling chocolate disguised as a Coach bag? I mean, how much does Gannon love chocolate?
A whole lot. Heck of a lot. She's traveled all over the world, so she's tried chocolate probably in every country you can name. I bet she could tell you how it's made, what it's made of, what's the, you know, percentage rate of cocoa in it.
I think we are now seeing her superpower come to life. She has some sort of chocolate superpower, obviously. Right. So, yeah, well, and of course we're just teasing Gannon because we want to make sure she comes and listens to the podcast. So we need to tell her, well, you know, we talked about you and your superpower and, you know, that whole Hershey incident. I was, really, really interested in hearing about that. But now Gannon is actually truly a very fun person and a very important part of the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, along the lines of guess the dish, Andrea, you all have a contest going on at your site right now, right? Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. We have a bunch of random facts. We all came up with 10 facts about ourselves, ranging from, you know, any time in our lives. And we mixed them all up, and we are having the commenters guess which dish they think is belongs to which fact.
I love that.
And now, and there's like, you know, there's been hint, if you've read our blog, you know, a lot, then it should be pretty easy for you to pick up on a bunch of the facts, because I, like on some of mine, I've dropped hints now and then in the comments or in a review that I've written, or, you know, here and there I've dropped little hints about things about myself. So there are hints in the blog about mine. So you just have to guess which dish goes with which fact.
See, now that would be very fun. And that encourages a lot of participation, which I love. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, PJ, tell us what's going on over at the Romance Dish right now. There's a celebration, right?
There is. This week marks our one-year anniversary of when we opened the doors to the Romance Dish. And we have been celebrating since Monday with a different blog each day. We've had Kimberly Killian wrote our Monday blog, which was hysterical. Everyone should go read that. Tuesday we were thrilled to host Eloisa James at the site. And then yesterday we had a guest, the mystery author, which was Sarah McClain. Today we're having the guest, the dish. And tomorrow we wrap up our one-year anniversary celebration with a blog about what's next. And there have been prizes every day this week. So, and still chance to win more prizes today and tomorrow.
See, that's a lot. I mean, does that take a lot of time and commitment to have all those contests? I mean, you're having something every single day this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Giggles. Uh oh.
It is, but when it's something you enjoy, you don't mind the time.
That's true. That's true. Now, who goes over to your site? What are your readers and your followers like, PJ?
It's really a mix of people, but I would say the majority of the people who come to our site are probably primarily historical romance readers, but we do get a mix of people who enjoy all of the subgenres. The common factor among all of our followers, and you alluded to this earlier, is that they enjoy coming to a fun, positive site where they can learn about new books, where they can interact with guest authors, where they can enjoy the blogs and the back and forth chit-chatting through the comments that goes on among us and all of the commenters.
Now, Buffy, do you see a lot of crossover from the social networks to the Romance Dish blog?
Yes, I think we do. We try to post on our Facebook page every day what is on the blog so that people on that particular site, social network site, can see what's going on, and especially giveaways. You know, people are really quick to transfer over to the blog itself and read it and enter the contest. I think we're over or close to 400 followers now on Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good, and, you know, in the future we may even try to do a contest to boost those followers on Facebook. But the crossover seems to be pretty good.
Now, I'm looking at the Romance Dish site, and I see it's like a wall of, it says followers, it says our followers, and then it's a wall of, like, avatars, you know, people's pictures or whatever they have up. And I mean, you look at these pictures, and it goes right back to what we've talked about earlier in the show, this feeling of sisterhood. You see all these happy faces or these funny, there's a cat on here, and I see a little four-leaf clover and some flowers. It just looks, like a really fun group of people. Obviously you know, you're attracting people who are like yourselves, who just want to have fun and enjoy romance and have a good time. Now, Buffy, what do you hope for the Romance Dish site? What would you like to see happen with it in, say, a year from now?
Well, to be quite honestly, with the content that we have, I hope it stays the same. I mean, I hope we grow and have more followers, but I hope our focus stays the same, positive reinforcement for our love of romance, and that we can share that with everybody, provide great positive reviews for these authors who've spent 6, 8, 10 months on one book, you know. That I just hope we keep it the way it is and it just keeps going.
Well, you know, someone had said earlier that, you know, you have a lot of followers that read historical romance. Do you think you'll stick with primarily historical romance? Do you think that you'll see, like romantic suspense or paranormal, see more of that come on the site?
Well, we do actually review all genres. And, I mean, we've done paranormal, romantic suspense, women's fiction. We've done some urban fantasy. We haven't done steampunk yet, but I assume that's coming down the pike. I feel like, you know, the more books that we have to review and the more requests we get from even the followers, hey, would you please try to have this author on, you know, we will do that, of course.
So now how would somebody contact you to either suggest an author, or if an author has a book they'd like you to consider, what are the steps to contacting you?
All they need to do is email us at theromancedish@gmail.com, and put their request in or any comments that they have about the blog or suggestions, they can send the email to that. All four of us have access to that email. We read it pretty much on a daily basis, and that's the best way to get in touch with us.
Do you have a lot of authors contacting you, asking you to do reviews?
We do, don't we, PJ?
Yes, we do.
Now, PJ, how do you guys determine who's going to read which book?
All of the advanced reader copies and books come to me. I'm the central gathering point. And then as they come in, I add them into a spreadsheet with the title of the book, the author's name, the subgenre of the book, and the published date of the book. And then once or twice a month, depending on how many books have come in, I send that list out to the four of us, and we take turns choosing a book from the list one at a time. And each time I send out a list, a different person gets to choose first. And we just go right down the line, and we keep choosing one book at a time until we've exhausted all of the books that we're able to read and review for that time period.
Now, do you ever have a book that are there types of books that you guys won't take?
We try to stick with romance or fiction with strong romantic elements.
Okay.
We have reviewed a few books that were not romance, but primarily our site is about romance fiction, and we try to stick with those books.
Okay. Now, PJ, what's your personal favorite? I mean, there's so many subgenres of romance. Do you have like a personal favorite that you like to read?
I read across all subgenres. Historical was my introduction to romance, and I still enjoy historical a lot. I probably read more historicals than others, but I also read a lot of contemporary. I love romantic suspense. I read some urban fantasy. I read some inspirational. I read women's fiction, and I read non-romance as well.
Andrea, what about you? What are your favorites?
Well, I would have to say that my primary favorites would have to be historical or contemporary. But that being said, if you looked at my bookshelves, you'd see that I also read paranormal, urban fantasy. I've actually dipped my toe in some romantic suspense. But my favorite would have to be historical and contemporary. I started with historical, and it's always been my favorite.
Okay. Buffy, what about you?
Pretty much the same thing. I started with historicals, specifically medievals. Those are my absolute favorites. But I do enjoy, quite frequently, contemporaries. Paranormals, really enjoy those. And I've read, like, urban fantasy and romantic suspense also. You know, it all depends on that particular book.
Okay.
And how well that
story, and what mood we're in.
Mm-hmm. And how well that story relates to you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. PJ, what's coming up next for the Romance Dish? What's on your schedule?
Well, first of all, tomorrow is the final day of our anniversary celebration, and we'll be talking about what comes next. And I would love to have your listeners stop by the blog tomorrow, because we're asking them to tell us what they would like to see next at the Romance Dish.
Oh, all right. I'll put that up on our Facebook, too. That would be fun.
Oh, thank you. That would be great. And we're giving away more prize packages tomorrow. So share your opinions with us, and you could get a nice prize package in the mail as well.
I love it. Well, there's our piano music that tells us our half hour is already up. I can't believe it. Well, I want to thank you, not only for coming on the show, but for offering such a fun blog that's so positive and engaging and what I call a real feel-good blog. So thank you very much, ladies.
No, thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. You can download the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/circle-of-7. You can also download it from iTunes or Audio or Blueberry. There's a lot of online sites. Or come to readersentertainment.tv/radio, where we have the podcast. Going to do a blog about tonight's show, and we'll include some pictures and some websites as well. Your host, Sheila English, and thank you very much for joining me on Readers Entertainment.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.